letter from a person, a regular listener to ION. This person has a 5-hour train trip to work every day. So they love our 3-hour shows and our tailgates because it gives them a lot of stuff to listen to. But this Japanese person first contacted Ed at Information Farm, and then it was forwarded to us. Here's his complaint. The Japanese guy says, I would like to make a Japanese comment regarding our so-called cruel ways of catching sharks, because there is a major, major misunderstanding and disinfo regarding this, and I really would like you and lovely Dr. Carol Dean to address the following information on the air, please. I don't exactly remember the date of the show, but it was from March 2010 shows. A wife wrote in asking ION about the alternative cure for her husband's kidney and stated that she didn't want to take shark oil due to the cruel way of fishing. She said that when the shark is caught, they, in quotes, they cut the fins and throw the shark back to the ocean. Well, oh my God, OMG to this, because what a way to waste the shark. Because us Japanese are so stingy that we wouldn't even waste his skin to use it as a premium wasabi grinder. Go to the fancy sushi restaurant and find out. I think she got this image after seeing the Disney nature movie called Oceans. I saw this movie myself and was quite upset due to its misrepresentation of the shark fishing. In the scene, the shark is cut, fins cut off, and thrown back to the ocean. Several cameras skillfully catch the pencil-looking finless shark sinking to the bottom and drowns itself, and the camera work is fantastic as they have done so many test runs prior to the final shot. In brackets, too obvious and obscene. I guess the fact they did so many test runs.
Right.
And they even pan up in the water to the fishermen above on the boat, and this is the only scene where humans show up in the entire movie. The fishermen are Asian and wore uniforms and company helmets. No Asian fishermen dressed this way other than Japanese. And I'm used to racism, so this wasn't an issue for me, but when it comes to disinformation, I'm tired of propaganda, and I'm going to take my power and want to be straight at least with the cash flow audiences. Okay, he's coming into his power. What you need to know, oh, he said the word need. He shouldn't have said that. He should say require.
All right, he's trying to get them to need it up.
Yeah, okay, this guy's going to try to tell us something. What you need to know and accept is that in Japanese cooking / food culture, we eat whole, whole in quotes, we eat whole and rarely we waste. Because traditionally, we used to have a sense of gratefulness. Because we used to have a sense of gratefulness for food. Well, this sense is pretty much gone, but the practice of eating whole continues. I couldn't come up with a better translation, so you have to forgive me. But the idea is that if we kill a cattle, we eat its meat, muscles, all the organs we could find, leg, tongue, tail, testicles, offal, A-W-F-U-L, brain,
O-F-F-A-L.
Okay, brains, bones for soup, etc. We even have vast numbers of premium barbecue houses serving just organs and offals. And this is the same with the sharks. I am not a gourmet, but I know that the sharks taste great and that they are very, very healthy. And there is no way those fishermen would throw away the shark back in the water. Because for them, the sharks are too precious. If they wasted the shark, their families would stone them to death because they won't have delicious shark sashimi and fries for dinner. Their major protein intake depends heavily in sharks, too. Or maybe means of from sharks. Also, a fish cake called kamaboko is a delicacy, and the ones made with shark meat is very expensive. So why would they throw away the shark? You tell me! Got an answer for that, Ion?
Yeah, it's just like in the old South, when they eat a pig, they use everything from the oink to the squeak.
Okay. And then he says, and the
concern, every bit of it. And what they can't eat right then, they'll pickle. It's great.
Okay.
Yeah, and in my my ancestral culture, Scots, we even ate sheep's innards called haggis.
Oh, yeah. Haggis. Because it's in the stomach.
That's
right. Exactly right.
There you go.
Okay. So then he says, he's turning into Mr. Howard Beale of Network, the movie back in the 70s. And he goes, and the precious shark oil they get from the kidney. And the precious shark oil they get from the kidney. You got to be an idiot to throw away the shark just to get the fins, because the oil is a big yen as well. You know how expensive shark oils are. So, do you understand my point?
Yeah, well shredded.
Well shredded.
Are we getting through to you, Bob? Am I getting through to you? You have meddled with the public image of the Japanese, and you will atone.
You remember that the next time you decide to fall off the wagon.
So, do you understand my point? Question mark. I would greatly appreciate if you would see things from our perspective.
Ain't wasting nothing. We would turn around and say if we threw away anything, well, all of us over here would starve, slap to death. We ain't throwing. We save the husk off the rice. We eat it all. Y'all throw away more in your civilized countries than most people have to eat over here.
So he ends saying, just remember, you are an idiot if you throw away your shark, and you will be stoned to death if you do so. And no smart Japanese fisherman would do that.
Exactly right.
Okay. And no smart Japanese fisherman would do that unless cutting the fins and throwing away the sharks becomes a competition sponsored by Disney Nature.
Now, That's good.
Just to make sure everybody got it, I'll read it again. And no smart Japanese fisherman would do that unless cutting the fins and throwing away the sharks becomes a competition sponsored by Disney Nature's TV show. He says, I rest my case. Okay. He signs it, Love You, Ion, and the Ionettes. He calls Bob, Carol, and James, and Ed the Ionettes.
Ionettes.
Interesting.